It's Rockin' Vino. All right.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Rockin' Vino on KSRO, sponsored by American Ag Credit. I am Coco with my amazing co-host, Michelle. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little bit weirded out by the eclipse, but it's all right. I'm pushing my way through it.
Some weird Spidey vibes out there with this eclipse.
A little bit of strange energy. You know, like when the cavemen went out and saw it and thought the world was ending. I'm not exactly there, but I'm on a level of that.
Yeah, that is very understandable. But, you know, we are here. We are, all of the electronics are working. So that's great. You know, there was like some question if that would happen. But we are here with the lovely Lauren Fremont. Hello.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. So Lauren is the executive director of Wine Growers of Dry Creek Valley.
That is me.
Yay.
We're so excited that you're here because we want to talk about a great event that is coming up at the end of the month. It is one that's been going on for 3 decades plus.
Yes.
Called Passport to Dry Creek Valley. And there's been some changes, some additions and fun things. It is happening Friday, April 26th. You heard me right. I said Friday, April 26th through Sunday, April 28th. You can get details and tickets at drycreekvalley.org. But before we talk about the event, I want to just sort of pick your brain and talk about Dry Creek Valley because it's honestly, I think it is my, it has turned into my favorite AVA. Coco knows this.
Oh, yeah.
I go there all
100%.
The time.
Yay.
I love it so much.
I know. We love it too.
So tell us about Dry Creek Valley. How long have people been growing grapes in this region?
Yeah, I mean, it's well over 150 years now. It's just really special. A lot of it is, you know, different parts of it are special, but part of it is just the actual layout of it, right? It's 16 miles long by 2 miles wide. So it's sort of I call it a very cozy wine region in AVA. It always feels like a little bit of a hug. It's very manageable. So whenever people come, they really feel like they can just, you know, really enjoy so many wineries in one spot. It's not sprawled out. You're not driving long distances between wineries. It's one of the rare wine regions that still is family owned mostly, which is really, really special. I mean, we're talking like multi-generational here. So it's just so special. You know, you go into these places and you see like, you know, the like, fourth generation and so on, and you know, people, even some of the employees that have worked there for like 30 plus years. That just says so much, you know, about who they are. There's just so much love and passion, and we know that it's not a glamorous job to have these these wineries and be growers and everything, and you know, they just pour their hearts into it every single day. And so it's just, and you really get a sense of community. I mean, that's, you know, for me, one of the best and most rewarding part of it. So
yeah,
we love it, and it makes great wine, which is, you know, that's big cherry on top.
Such good wine. And I mean, there's, as you said, I mean, all these like small family owned wineries, and I mean, each of them have something unique and special to offer. For somebody that is not familiar with Dry Creek Valley, what are some of the varietals that are grown out there?
So, I mean, most people, you know, if they've kind of heard of it, they will definitely think of Zinfandel, of course, like the old vines and you know, and whatnot. But it's kind of amazing. It's one of the areas that has the most concentrated, diverse varietals in a small area, essentially. I mean, you see it all. I mean, the other day we were talking to Mounts Vineyards, who mostly is growers. They do make their own wine as well. But I mean, they're saying that they grow now 32 different varieties on their property.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is.
I mean, they have over 100 acres, but that's incredible.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of incredible, like, you know, Italian varietals that are grown. But, I mean, really, you see just see it all, literally from, you know, something like Zin to, we actually grow more Cab than Zin, which is true. I know, isn't that crazy?
Wow, yeah.
I think we make some of the best Chenin Blanc. I know we were just talking about that. But it's really incredible. And, you know, a lot of these winemakers and growers keep pushing the needle and kind of like testing out new varietals and whatnot. So it's really exciting. I think we'll just keep seeing, you know, new stuff coming out of it. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Tell us about the climate there, because it is a beautiful little valley.
It is a beautiful valley, and we get really cool nights, which is amazing. Sometimes even like borderline freezing, even this time of year. We're praying for all these little buds and leaves.
Right.
And then this like sort of really dense fog, you know, in the morning, and then these like beautiful warm mornings that just, you know, rise and rise throughout the day. So it's kind of the perfect climate again for that cool, then heating up and then back to cool, mm-hmm. To protect the vines. So and throughout, even though it's, again, it's not that big, we'll see quite a range, you know, of temperatures within this small area, essentially. So you can really see where certain varietals like do better than others.
Right. Yeah. And do you have then, because it is a valley and you've got some pretty hilly areas, do you have great sort of like elevation changes for different vineyards?
Yeah. I mean, it's not dramatic.
Right, right.
But it definitely is, you know, the where they will plant will be based on, you know, what makes sense and where the sun is. I mean, it's a whole science behind it. It's incredible.
Yeah. You can totally geek out
on
it.
Yeah, you can.
All right. Very cool. So let's talk a little bit about families, because you brought in a bottle of wine from one of the oldest families there in the Valley, who's been growing wines for the longest. Tell us about Pedroncelli.
Yeah, this is Pedroncelli. I brought one of their from the Home Ranch Vineyard. This is Sangiovese, and it's they're multi-generational. They're just amazing. They just had this last fall their 96th harvest.
Wow.
They are one of the only, they were one of the only remaining wineries post-Prohibition, which is incredible.
Oh, neat.
So how did they make it through Prohibition? What did they do?
They just kind of just trucked along.
Okay.
They said they did not sell anything illegal on the side.
Okay.
But,
well, I heard that like sacrament wine kind of thing was one thing that you could still do.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yes.
Right.
But
maybe just sell her the rest.
Yeah, it's
just
exactly.
Yeah,
but
just for the family.
It's just, it's amazing. I mean, and I just, the amount of love that goes into, you know, this particular winery, and they've just, you know, they reinvented also, you know, themselves without missing a beat with their tradition. You know, mm-hmm. they've recently rebranded and relabeled and everything. It's just, it's amazing. Like, I just, I don't know. But anyway, so this is what I decided to bring you guys. And we're gonna drink some red at whatever time it is. It's noon. It's fine. It's noon.
Yeah, it's noon. We're celebrating the eclipse, you know.
I know. So
we made it through, we had to
drink some.
A universe altering event.
Exactly.
I had to bring you a very dark black bottle.
Yes.
Do you notice the moon on my shirt there? Yeah, exactly.
And I have the sun.
Okay.
I didn't even realize that. Kind of, because it's like yellow.
It's yellow.
I love it. I have nothing to contribute. Sorry.
Well, you're like the clouds with your blue.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. I like it. Okay.
The blue sky.
Yes. Okay. Shall I open this?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
please do. All right. So we are talking with Lauren Fremont.
That was a good pop.
She is the executive director of Wine Growers of Dry Creek Valley, and Passport to Dry Creek Valley is coming up Friday, April 26th through Sunday, April 28th. And we did just talk about Pedroncelli because we're opening up the bottle here and trying some of this. Which variety is this?
So this is their Sangiovese, and it's from the Home Ranch Vineyard. And it's just so beautiful.
Wow. Beautiful, rich fruit on there. Like leather. Oh my gosh, there's so much good stuff going on in here in the glass. Very, very nice.
I know. Isn't it so happy and warm and delicious?
Right? Mm-hmm. It's a very comforting smell.
Yes.
Oh, so nice.
That's some good smelling juice.
So besides the Pedroncelli family, are there other families who have grown in Dry Creek Valley for a long time?
For a long time, absolutely. I mean, Mill Creek is turning 50 this year, so they're pretty special. Dry Creek Vineyard is also participating in Passport. They've had, I think they're on 53 now. We have several others. I mean, Saini, Nall. I mean, there's just so many that are, you know, that are in there. But it's, it's wonderful to just like see. And then the generations pass down. We have Morrison's participating this year. It's cute. Part of their little blurb is that you'll meet the seventh generation this year bringing out the kiddos.
Wow.
So.
Oh my gosh. And then not to mention the Wilson family. I mean,
amazing. I know.
In terms of being a representative of how great wine can be in Sonoma County, you can't get much better than the Wilson family
and all of their wonderful. Yeah. And each winery is offering something different. And it's great to see them at Passport, too, because each, you know, of their properties offer something really quite different.
Yeah.
So it's great. Yeah, we love them.
So fun.
Yeah. This year we have Pezzy King participating, part of them, only on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then we have Wilson, of course.
Yes.
And then Mazzocco, which is going to kill it because they always rock it out every year. Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and come back and really dive deep into Passport and tell you about the changes and the additions and how much fun it's going to be and the musical element that's coming in, because that's a lot of fun. Of course, here on Rockin' Vino, we love to talk about that aspect of wine and music together. And big thanks to our sponsor, to American Ag Credit, for making the show possible. This is KSRO.
At American Ag Credit, we know success in agriculture means making the most of every minute. Our convenient and secure digital banking tools put time back into your hands so you can be where you're needed most. From mobile check capture to automatic payments, electronic signature, and more, we offer safe and efficient solutions to keep your business running smoothly so you have more time for the moments that matter. For more information, visit agloan.com/online. American Ag Credit. Your future grows here.
It's Rockin' Vino. All right.
Welcome back to Rockin' Vino, brought to you by American Ag Credit. We are talking with Lauren Fremont, Executive Director of Wine Growers of Dry Creek Valley, and we are talking about the amazing Passport Weekend that's coming up at the end of this month. April 26th through Sunday, April 28th.
Yes, very exciting. And I've been to this event many times. It is one of my favorite. As I said, I love Dry Creek Valley.
It's so good.
It's my go-to place.
Yay.
But this weekend is really fun. So tell us about the weekend and why you've sort of expanded the role this year.
Yes, cool. I'm calling it like the evolution of Passport. Mm-hmm. You know, we found that the wineries wanted to be able to sort of pick and choose what they really wanted to showcase and highlight. And then we also saw that the attendees and the guests wanted to be able to sort of pick and choose. So Friday is really all about being able to do something much more intimate. We're limiting tickets. We actually only have 80 left that particular day, which is awesome. And so that's for some of the smaller wineries that can't necessarily have, you know, these huge crowds coming in, or wineries that just wanted to do something a little bit smaller. The winemakers will be there. Owners will be there. Mm. So again, just like a much more intimate, but again, like, you know, a lot of these wineries are reservation only now. And so this is kind of this great opportunity for the doors to be open and you can kind of spontaneously hop around, which is great.
And it is a one day ticket.
It's
that
a
you
one
buy.
Day ticket. Yes. Okay. So those are a one day ticket. And then those are $125 for that day.
Okay.
And you have there's about 13 wineries to pick from. Mm. And then there were about 5 that were reservation only, which are sadly all sold out.
Okay.
You know, first come, first serve.
Right.
Good job to those who got the tickets.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, sort of your classic Passport weekend. So then you have that first day, Friday only ticket, and then you can buy a 2-day ticket. So that's cover Saturday and all of Sunday.
Okay. Got it.
And Saturday is more your traditional open house. There are over 25 wineries participating in that, and lots of food, traditional pairing. I mean, we're talking like beautiful, hearty, thoughtful pairings here. Everything from tapas, you know, to empanadas. So it's like very exciting. Food trucks, whatnot, and several pairings per winery. And then Sunday, wineries had an opportunity to have something similar to your traditional Passport with the pairings of food and wine, something more educational focused. So some are doing vineyard tours, barrel tasting. Some are doing pruning, which watch out for your fingers, folks.
Yep. Don't do that after a few glasses of wine.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm kidding. It'll be fine. Yeah. And then one that's called Corks and Cords, which is more focused on live entertainment. So really that's taking sort of the lead and then just getting a chance to enjoy delicious wine and bites, you know, along with getting to watch awesome bands and DJs and whatnot. So
I love that name, Corks and Cords. That's so fun.
It's really good. Yeah.
Guys, I have to give that to AI.
Oh, Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yes, that's fun. Cool. Yeah.
Anyways, but guests can hop around to any of those. So the 2-day tickets are the $250.
Okay.
And you can really hop around to any of them throughout those 2 days. So we usually recommend about 5 wineries per day. So that's, you know, quite a lot to pick from, and a lot of food and entertainment and lots of delicious wine and some wines that actually haven't even been released to the public yet.
Ooh. Wow.
Because the 2023, you know, vintages are coming in. So rosés and whatnot. So this is going to be your first chance to get it, to
that's
taste them
cool.
if you're not a club member. So very exciting.
Yeah.
And so with the, so like they're going to all these wineries, they can fit 5 in, they all have like food, wine, and entertainment?
Correct.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
I mean, awesome. Yeah. I mean, you're getting so much.
I know, you need to do the girl math on that, right?
Yeah, you
do. It's pretty good.
And the wonderful thing is you can go to the website right now at drycreekvalley.org, click on the passport to Dry Creek Valley, and you can preview the entire program.
Entire program. Literally what everyone's serving, what kind of wines they're going to serve.
Oh,
like, you know
so
exactly
exciting.
What you're dealing with.
Which bands are performing, where when they're going to be performing. Like, it's all, the details are very well laid out. So you really can. I'm a planner. You know me.
Oh,
people.
Yeah.
I'm a planner.
100%.
So I like to put my little spreadsheet together and decide where I'm going to go on what day and where I'm going to go the next day. So this is really, it really makes it easy for you to come up with a real plan so that you're going to, you know, use your time wisely. Have a good time relaxing at each one. Really, if you want to learn something, there's some great talks. I know that there's one about sort of the history of Sonoma County wine growing the last 50 years, which is amazing. Padroncelli is going to talk about their history. Like, there's so many different things to enjoy. And then, of course, all the music.
Oh, yeah. And it's really cool. I'm noticing on here that a lot of these wineries are serving vegetarian food, which is cool. I feel like a lot of people that are vegetarian find that hard, you know, especially at a lot of wineries. But so this is cool. That's neat. So there's no excuses. No.
Right. You got to come.
Yeah.
Nice.
Exactly.
Now, there's another aspect to this weekend, which is new. So tell us about Winderlust.
Winderlust. Yeah. So this is this was just an additional component to it. You do not need passport tickets to get tickets for this, but it is basically a collection of dining experiences that's only for Friday. So it's lunches and dinners, and this is just another opportunity for some wineries, again, if they were too small to participate in Passport, or they wanted to collaborate with other wineries or specific chefs or whatnot, to just, you know, team up and be able to put together a really small or larger luncheon or dinner, and for people to be able to enjoy sort of these really unique experiences. You know, these wineries don't typically do these kind of things that open up to the public when it's not their members. And so it's just a really great opportunity to have, again, something a little bit more intimate, but have like phenomenal, you know, I mean, the Orsi Porchetta dinner sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the not to go around pork, but, you know, also the cochon dinner or lunch by Ridge is going to be phenomenal also. I mean, all of them are really quite special. We have a few that have sold out that are not listed.
Okay.
We had one at DeViro that sold out, one at Cass that sold out. I believe the Moritzen one might have been sold out already, but it's on there.
Oh,
anyways, but
that's
it's all listed
one.
On our site as well.
Yeah.
They all sound amazing. This one with Breathless with Sushimoto sounds yummy as well.
I know.
Yum.
Ooh, bubbles and sushi.
Yeah,
yes, please.
I know.
And she's going to be doing savoring.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Sharon.
And it looks like 20% of the proceeds go to Dry Creek Valley Scholarship Fund.
Correct.
And so what's that about?
Yeah. So we have, we partner up. It's our organization and then the Dry Creek Valley Association, which is basically all the neighbors who live within Dry Creek Valley. We started back in 2003, I believe, a scholarship that goes to anybody who either their kids or themselves who want to go to school. So we give it out every annually, essentially, and it's, you know, on a merit basis. And it's grown over the years, and, you know, it's time. I've joined the organization about 2 years ago, and I was like, why have we not given back? We're giving back now, and it feels
great.
Really good. So part of the proceeds go back to that, and then part of it continues to go towards our mission of, you know, protecting and being able to continue to essentially promote Dry Creek Valley so that we can keep these families going.
Yeah, yeah. And there are, you know, the only constant is change, right? So there have been changes in Dry Creek Valley. Recently, one that I'm actually pretty excited about is Esthete Wines.
Yes.
Tell us about this. This is cool.
Yeah. So Esthete is took over the property that used to be Truett-Hurst and VML. Mm-hmm. And they're actually a surprise pop-up for Friday. So if you have Friday tickets, you can stop by anytime between 12 and 5. We announced it on Friday, which is really exciting. And they actually took in a lot of the staff that used to work on the property.
Great.
So it's wonderful. They already know everything. They've kept the farm. Mm-hmm. It's Jesse Katz is the winemaker, which we all know and love from Aperture, and he's the winemaker from Montage also, and also from one of the winemakers from The Setting, who's at Bacchus Landing, who's one of our members as well. We're just excited. Like, they're opening up their doors. It's a little bit of a soft opening. They're still, you know, they're going to expand their property to make it, you know, a little bit of an educational center as well, and culinary center as well. But we're just I'm excited they kept the sheeps and everything.
Yeah.
Because that's the one place I can bring the kids without them, like, destroying a place.
Right. The sheep are, they're so fun, and they're like, they're so just like,
and the
feed
goats.
Me, feed me.
Exactly. The goats are hilarious.
The goats are hysterical.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So we're super excited. We're just happy that we're welcoming them into, you know, our community. They
welcome
have
to the neighborhood.
Their
right?
brand new sign is up now.
Cool.
On Dry
oh,
Creek.
Wow, great.
So I hope everybody that has the Friday tickets will stop by, because we're just happy that they're a part of it.
Yes, and they're still keeping the Creekside picnic area open.
Yes,
so
yes.
That is very exciting for me, because that's my favorite place. Almost in the world is that my favorite place.
I
right
know.
There.
Yeah, I agree.
Michelle loves it. We would picnic out there, you know, bring some little wine and cheese and snacks and
you do a pit stop at Dry Creek General Store,
right.
And then you grab your sandwiches, and then there you go.
Yeah, so much fun. All right, so welcoming a new person to the block, which is fantastic. All right, so you can buy your tickets right now online at drycreekvalley.org for each of these things. There's a Friday, there's the Winderlust, there's the Saturday, Sunday. Is it sort of a la carte? You just sort of choose what you want?
You just choose what you want,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
So you pick and choose. You know, we have some people that are doing it all. They're doing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and a little dinner or lunch there. But, I mean, gosh, we're just – I think any of the experiences, honestly, are going to be just so special. And it's like the sun's out. Like, this is the time of year. All the leaves are coming out on the vines. Mm-hmm. Like, the buds have broken through, folks. They haven't frozen, so – we're just happy, and it's just going to be wonderful. We're just really excited. It's just such good energy also.
That's
just
good.
You know, in town and everything. So.
Yeah, yeah. And I do want to mention some of the different bands and performers that you're going to see, because there's a huge list. Again, head to the website to find out all of the details at drycreekvalley.org. You can preview the program right there. We've got Nate Lopez at Breathless. Dustin Saylor is at Cast. We've got the Sea Shanty Band. And who I love so much. They're so much fun at Dry Creek Vineyard, because they're all dressed up and they're just hilarious, and they do these wonderful songs. The Sea Dogs are back. I love them. We've got the Fargo Brothers at F. Teldesky Winery. Kokomo is going to have their house band, Smoke and Mirrors. There's live jazz at Mazzocco. Like, there's so much. Steve Albini is at Orsi. Like, there's so much good stuff. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be so much fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's just an awesome weekend, really.
All right. So what we normally like to do is do a little bit of an extra bonus for our podcast listeners at rockandvino.com. So Lauren, will you stick around with us and answer some more fun questions? Because we want to, you're newer to this position, yes?
I am. This is my second year.
Okay, so we're going to find out a little bit about Lauren's backstory.
How long do we have?
No, right? But you'll be able to listen to that extra podcast portion at rockandvino.com. That's rockandvino.com. And we have podcasts posted from our previous shows as well. So thanks for coming in. You're going to stay right there.
I'm going to stick.
We're going to try a little bit more sipping on this wine.
Oh, you know it. Oh, yeah.
And again, big thanks to our sponsor for making these shows possible, to American Ag Credit. All right, Coco, I'll see you next time.
Sure, we will.
All right. This is Rockin' Vino.
It's Rockin' Vino. All right.
And Welcome back to Rock and Vino. My name is Michelle and that is Coco. We're continuing our conversation with Lauren Fremont, the Executive Director of Wine Growers of Dry Creek Valley. Again, get your tickets now at drycreekvalley.org. The weekend's going to be here before you know it. Passport to Dry Creek Valley Friday, April 26th is a single day ticket if you want to do that one. A smaller, more intimate experience at some different places. Check out Esthete Wines because that's going to be very, very fun. And then the Saturday and Sunday ticket for the 27th and the 28th. So many great places to visit. Plan out your advance plan of attack at drycreekvalley.org. You can download the program there and check it all out. Okay, so you have started in this position. When did you start as the executive director?
So this summer will be 2 years ago.
Yeah. Nice.
I moved here from Boston. So it was like clean slate. I moved here with my kids. My parents live out in Dry Creek. My very first, like, post-college, I started working in restaurants, fine dining, and wine in New York City. So I did that for years. So I had, like, a little bit of that world. But my background really is more in production, events, projects, project management, and those kind of things. It was just, like, a happy accident, kind of, but it was also such a good opportunity to be in a new place, to be a part of the community, and actually be a part of something that could make a difference. Mm-hmm. And I felt being a little bit of an outsider could offer that, whereas, you know, and the organization needed that new kind of outside energy, I think.
Yeah.
It's been amazing. I've made, like, amazing friends already, you know, within our community and within our members and outside of our members, and just rebuilding that sense of, I think, trust and people feeling like they're part of something that feels special, especially post-COVID when everyone's kind of in their foxholes and trying to survive. And so it feels really good to, you know, be an extra voice for this region. It's just, we have a great board that we work with. It's a mix of winery owners and growers as well. It's just been awesome. But I have to say, though, I do miss New York City a little bit after living there for 30 years.
Different vibe.
Yes, different vibe. But I do love Healdsburg very much, and I love living there. So, but it's been great.
It's such a special place.
It is such a special place. It's great. And the kids love it. And, yeah, they love going out in my parents' property and just, like, run around like a bunch of weasels.
And it's so nice because I feel like, you know, when people that have not been to Sonoma County or to wine country, if you will, when they think about wine country, I feel like, you know, Dry Creek Valley is, like, kind of like the picturesque, like, what you envision in your head. You have the beautiful winding roads, you have the cute little, like, store with the Dry Creek, you know, store, and then you have all the little wineries and the little pockets, and it's just so stunning, and they offer so many unique experiences, which is really fun.
Right, yeah. And there's a lot of different sort of, like, extra amenities, like I talked about now Esthete, the picnic area. Are there places that offer, like, extra things at wineries in
Dry
Creek
Valley?
Yeah,
I mean, most of them are very flexible, you know, in that way. Most of them do offer something from, you know, something much more formal tasting experience to something much more casual, where you can just bring your, like, baguette under your arm and your piece of cheese and just, you know, go and grab a bottle and just, like, have your own thing. And it's great. I mean, even Ridge is actually a great, example, because, you know, they're just sort of a world-renowned wine. And, you know, you can have this experience there where their hospitality team knows if you want to interact with their team or not when you're there, which is wonderful, right? It's wonderful to be able to, like, you might just want to be with your company and not have the whole blah blah and get to enjoy this amazing wine. Or you might want the opposite end and, you know, geek out.
So do they have, like, a questionnaire before the visit?
They just read the room.
Oh, they just read the room. That's nice.
Okay. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
is
you can
really
also
nice.
Mention it, I'm sure. But,
yeah.
Anyways. But so it's definitely has that more, you know, laid back but still really elevated. It's like that perfect, like, middle ground, I think, where you can still have this really refined experience. I mean, even when I've had friends visit, they're just like, oh, I thought this was going to be like the country. And I'm like, this is fancy country.
It is fancy country. I agree. And you've also got wine caves. They're dotted
wine
caves around.
Yeah, we have Bella. We have Raffinelli has a cave. Mm-hmm. Pasteric has a cave. Simoncini has a cave. We have quite a few like smaller ones, also just kind of like hidden little nooks here and there, which is cool.
Yeah. And then there's also some pet-friendly wineries.
Yeah, and actually most of them are.
That's cool.
Great. Passport, we usually ask pets, just because, you know, it gets a little chaotic. Yeah. But yeah, most of them are very, very friendly to pets. I would say actually most of them are. There's
That's
no reason
great.
For them not
right.
to. So and as long as your pup behaves.
Yeah, and I always love seeing, you know, dogs. I mean, and cats too. But usually, you know, that's if it's like a winery.
Or your peacock, you know, whatever you're bringing up.
I mean, I'll take it all. Can I pet it? That's it, you know.
The big lizard in your backyard that you want to bring with you.
Do you know if a lot of the wineries in Dry Creek, if they are walk-ins or if they require reservations?
It's a mix, to be honest. The signage is pretty clear these days of where the walk-ins are. So it'll be very clear, like, walk-ins welcome, 11 to 4:30 or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I'd say it's like a 50-50.
Yeah.
But... you know, I think it's just like this balance. I see both sides, you know, of the stories. I think there's something really beautiful and romantic about being able to just, you know, spontaneously hop in and hop out and not have to worry about reservation and talk and blah, blah, blah. But it's also kind of nice to know that there's a spot reserved for you if you wanted that. So I think it's a little bit of a mixed bag, which is the beautiful thing about Passport also, you know. It's like, you know, those doors are open and you have to literally plan nothing.
Right.
You just go.
You just go. You just know where you can hit.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Which is great.
Yeah. If you're going with a group, though, you do probably need to have a little bit more, like if you're a bigger group.
A little bit, yeah. And especially, you know, I mean, Dry Creek Valley is not huge, so obviously some of those roads are smaller. Mm-hmm. We do ask that, you know, there's some wineries that won't be able to take vehicles that are larger than 24-passenger buses. Okay. Those are actually not allowed in general.
Yeah.
So it's worth looking through the booklet that you'll be receiving and all that information that's online. It will tell you exactly those that can't allow that size. So
okay.
Yeah.
Very good. And then for these lunches and dinners that are on Friday, I know that these are limited, right? In terms of availability.
Yeah. I mean, they're selling out pretty, you know, fast. So it's hard to keep up with the, you know, I mean, you'll see it online, obviously, once they're sold out. Yeah. But they're going pretty fast. So some of them have a little larger capacity than others and some wiggle room. But yeah, I think, I mean, I know Breathless is almost sold out. Okay. Lambert Bridge is definitely almost sold out. I think Mortson, like I said, the Dry Creek Kitchen, I think there were two tickets left last I looked, but those might be gone already.
Right.
Yeah. Not surprised.
No, not surprised.
I'm bummed that I missed out on Cast because I love them so much.
Oh, they're so fun.
They're sold out, yeah.
I like how some of them also, you can literally see the menu of what you can expect to eat, which is really cool.
We try to really just, you know, give people as much information as possible. It's also reasonable enough price points for people to know what to expect. Like, I would want to know.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. But it all looks fantastic.
Yeah. Good.
All right. So tell us about some of the events that you have done previous to your career here.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, before this, I was the director of events for Boston Ballet. So very different for several years. So we did very different than this, like huge galas, you know, we were not selling tickets for $250. We were selling tables for $25,000.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. That's crazy.
But just amazing to be a nonprofit in the arts and just incredible donors and, you know, just people that just like dedicate their life to donating to that cause and so much talent. It was wonderful. Before that, I lived in New York City for like well over 20 years. I owned an event and wedding planning company that was based in New York and Paris.
And
I know. And it was crazy. Wedding planning is crazy.
Oh, yeah. I've worked in weddings and like I've not been a planner. I've just been like a venue manager. And like the planners, I just...
It was wild. It was crazy. You would like this, though. We hired Bon Jovi once for a 50th birthday party for 45 minutes. And he was like the loveliest human ever.
He and he makes his own wine, too.
He makes his own wine, too.
He does.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Hampton Water.
Hampton Water. And it was actually an event in the Hamptons.
Was it?
Yeah, he was so lovely. But
I love it. That's so cool.
Yeah, wedding planning was wild. But it was also just like great and fun and crazy.
It's fun to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah. I mean, it was, and it's, you know,
Did you have like, any bridezillas that you had all the time?
I mean, this is like another podcast. Yeah. I mean, I've taken out the hard drive from my head mostly. Yeah. But,
I feel like the dads were always like the worst because they're like, my baby girl's getting married and I'm paying for it. So you're going to do what I want.
Hands down. Yeah. I mean, there's so many stories. Yeah. Some of them probably not even appropriate for the radio.
Yeah.
Technically, we're not on the radio.
Yeah.
Right
and then
now.
Before that, I worked mostly in fine dining in restaurants in New York and during the crazy time in New York City where, you know, the chefs would like yell at you and throw things at you.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so it was crazy too.
See,
but
thick skin.
Yeah. I mean, well, now it's funny because, you know, it's just everything seems really simple and kind of easy on the career front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyways, I've been sort of all over the map, but I love it. I always say I have like 10 more careers in me, so it's
sure,
just,
why
I
not?
Love it. Why not?
Yeah, reinvent yourself.
Yeah, always.
I love that.
I'm like
great.
Madonna. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, yes.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm like.
She's reinvented herself so many times.
I know.
Cray cray.
Why not? Why should you be just defined as one thing? I think that that's a ridiculous thing, right? We all evolve. We're all changing.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yes.
Fun times. All right.
I swear I don't have that kind of personality though, where I think I compare myself to Madonna.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so what kind of wine do you gravitate towards?
Yeah.
So, I mean, my go-to really like end of day, kind of just like chill is like, I'll usually just drink like some rosé or whatnot. Mm-hmm. I love a good Chenin Blanc, I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. But my real go, I mean, I love sparkling.
Sparkling.
Yeah. I mean, give
me good.
Bubbles.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I'm just a happy camper.
Bubbles are so good.
Yeah, they're just great. I mean, Breathless are one of our, I mean, I love them.
Award-winning. They're so good.
So good. We have Smith Story as one of our members.
Oh.
They make a delicious brut, which I'm
really?
A big fan of. Yeah.
Okay.
They serve it at Lo and Behold. That's like my end of day.
Oh, such a good place.
Such a good place. I know. I love it there so much. But I have to say, like, sometimes also, I, like, have to take a beat on wine.
Oh, yeah.
So I am a Negroni girl.
Ooh, there you go.
And I love a good dry martini also.
Oh, yeah.
With a little bit of olives.
Do you like it dirty? Or
dirty. Yeah, slightly dirty.
Yes.
Because we don't want puffy eyes.
Right. I just found like a new love of, or I guess discovered it, a dry martini. Like dirty dry martini straight up with two olives.
So good.
Super like ice cold.
Wow.
Love.
Yummy.
So good.
With vodka. I do vodka.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are usually my go-to. I will say, I mean, I usually gravitate. I'm lucky. I feel like I have access to like so much wonderful wine. I will open those like yummy reds when I have like a nice meal usually.
Right,
rarely will just like randomly, you know, end of day like open a red. But you know, just being honest.
Except for right now.
Right.
This one's fantastic.
Here we are.
Do you tend to like gravitate towards Pinots or Cabs or what's your red of choice?
I do love Pinot, which I know we don't grow much of in Dry Creek, but you know, that's okay.
There's some, you know.
I have some good friends in Sonoma Coast vineyards
mm-hmm.
that are that produce some delicious ones, but those are usually my go-to. I do have my family is big on Cabs, like big Bordeaux style, so we definitely have grown up, I feel like, around, and by grown up, I mean, you know, in my older grown up, not like as a little kid,
right?
I mean, we're French, but let's not get crazy. So, yeah, we do love our wonderful Bordeaux's at our house.
That's awesome. All right, so do you want to do some of our
let's do it.
Have some fun with these. So, these are fun questions that we like to just sort of like pop on our guests to sort of get a snapshot of your psyche, your personality. I think these questions sort of reveal some of that.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What three albums would you take with you if you were on a deserted island? You do have a way to play these albums. You're not just looking at them.
Oh, okay. Good.
But these are the only albums that you can take with you.
Okay.
You're stuck there. What are you going to take?
Okay. I am taking Queen. The Live Aid version from 1985, because I want to hear people, right? I want to hear the crowd.
Love that.
I'm not
you
alone.
Don't feel alone. That's great. I love that.
I'm going to take also a Little Prince with Purple Rain, because that makes me think of one of my best friends ever.
Aww.
Like, after he passed away, we did this huge thing in Brooklyn, and it was like, I just, you know, good memories. I have, like, good core memories, so I feel like I can just feel that moment. And then I'm going to be weird, and I'm going to say Vivaldi's Four Seasons.
Ooh.
I know.
It's not a weird thing.
Because I want to feel the seasons and time.
Yeah.
Right. So
these
are
great answers.
Yeah.
Really I love good. It.
So that's where I am. I'm a little bit all over the place, but I want to be able to like dance and hear people, but also be, and also like, I feel like it could ground me a little if I'm having like a panic attack.
Right. Which, you know, yeah.
And I don't have access to like a Valium.
You're like, just play Four Seasons. Let's go.
Sometimes you want to chill, right? I mean, this is great. Yeah. I love listening.
And then hopefully I have the ocean or some sound water that will do the like sound machine vibe. You know?
Yeah. You're on an island, not like in a prison. So that's, I feel, you know, there should be the ocean. Maybe there's monkeys, you know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Plenty
maybe there's a ball.
Yeah, plenty of coconuts.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Coco.
So normally I ask on a good day, but since we are on the eclipse and they're like, it's going to be the end of the world. So let's say like today's the last day on Earth.
Ooh, okay.
What are you eating? What are you drinking? And what are you listening to?
Okay. I am definitely drinking a Negroni.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. But if I have to like be a wine drinker, then I'm definitely drinking like delicious bubbles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm drinking both. It's a bad day, right?
Okay. So might as well.
Yeah, exactly. I'm probably starting with a Negroni and then having bubbles.
Perfect.
And then I'm definitely having French fries.
Yes.
And then I might end with chocolate mousse.
Ooh, I like it.
That's a fun menu.
I like it. I like it.
So that's where I'm at. But this could also be a wonderful day. This is like both, you know, ends of the spectrum.
It is. And then what would you be listening to?
I think I'm listening to like just a mix of like 80s mix because I always wish I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
And instead of like a little kid in my 80s, although let's be honest, I'd probably be dead by now if I was in my 20s in the 80s.
In New York, yes,
in
probably.
New York,
yeah,
for sure.
In New York.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's but, fun. Yeah, or like just some, you know, like 90s, whatever, like Backstreet Boys, like whatever.
Oh, yeah, just something fun.
Something fun. And
yeah.
Yeah, just kind of like reminisce.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's good.
You know, late high school.
I love it.
Yeah. You guys are so cute. I love it. All right, let's talk about your top three concert experiences. And this can also include, because you worked for the ballet, it could be one of those experiences too.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
Okay.
It doesn't have to be just a music concert kind of thing.
Well, my first one I'm going to say, I saw Cher in concert. It was amazing. My mom took my sisters and I, and it was actually just really special. Like, my mom loves her. Like, we grew up listening to her. It was just, like, epic. Madison Square Garden, it was just, like,
oh, gosh.
Nice.
Amazing.
So good.
I mean, she's just, like...
She's Cher.
A force.
Did you have amazing costume changes?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, the whole thing, her ass, like all of it. I'm just like, what is happening right now?
Wow.
And then we were supposed to see her again, and then she canceled, and I think she just never went back on tour.
Mm. Oh.
But anyways, maybe she'll go back again. Who knows? Then I would say, totally end of the other spectrum, I loved a good like Central Park concert in the summer. Walk the Moon.
Yeah.
Totally random, but just, like, poppy and fun.
Yeah,
I just remember going there with, like, a bunch of friends. Just, like, you know when you feel kind of, like, immortal?
Yeah.
You're just, like, you had, like, one too many bad white wines. And it's just, like, a beautiful summer night.
Oh, yes. That's awesome.
And you're just, like, in the middle of Central Park. And it's just, like, these good, like, happy pop-type songs.
So
and,
fun.
With friends, anyways. And then the other one is probably something weird, like... Bon Iver in like some cryptic like Brooklyn warehouse when he first like started. It was like super small and just like cool like weird little dark light shows with some weird ex-boyfriend, which we won't name names, but we'll just cancel that part out of it. It was cute then.
But memorable, right?
But memorable. Like it was just so good. I think it was one of those, you know when you like see people before they get big. And it, you know it's special.
Yes.
Right? It was one of those moments. But I mean I've been lucky. I've seen a lot of been to a lot of concerts, not lately because of the kids mostly, but you know, whatever.
Do you have a worst concert experience?
I mean, I have bad memories like after the fact of the people that I was with mostly. But otherwise, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, like pouring rain, like nothing like bad happened, just mostly company. Like, damn, that concert was so good, but I was not with a good person at that concert.
Well, that does affect
somebody
it.
Like is talking behind you the whole time or something like that, or that can ruin things.
Or sometimes like there's been shows that I've been to where like the artists themselves have like
kind of
you should not be on stage right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like you're not well.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, or the crowd is bad, you know. There was one concert where I went to where it was in Sacramento, and I wanted to get closer. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to go, like, mm-hmm. you know, in with the crowd. And as I was going in, this giant, hairy, sweaty man was coming out and just went on my face.
No.
Like he rubbed on my face.
Oh,
and I was
no.
Oh, my God. It was like an Along Came Polly moment, like, you know, like the basketball scene I think it was a basketball scene. I was like, oh my God, so I was like trying to rip my lips off because it was really gross.
No.
That was a bad concert experience for me.
Wow.
Yeah. But now that's I can crazy. Joke about it.
Yeah. After
I mean, I could joke about it then too, but like, yeah.
We were pretty squished when we saw Prince, like
squished. We were, but that was, I mean.
That was worth it.
That was worth it. Yeah, so we saw Prince at the DNA Lounge in the city, which was absolutely insane. Like,
mm-hmm. So good.
I don't know how you got the tickets, but Michelle got the tickets.
It was amazing.
And we found this like random magical parking garage that I still to this day cannot find in the city, but we found it and it was cheap.
Yep.
It was super cheap.
It was like a portal that opened up for you that day.
I swear to God. It was like amazing. Because I mean, I would go to concerts at Slim's, which is right next door to the DNA Lounge all the time, and I have never seen this parking garage.
Amazing.
And to this day, have never seen it.
Yeah.
You guys might need to go today because it's the eclipse, so maybe the portal is opened again.
Wasn't Cher performing as well that night, like in a different place, like down the block?
Oh, I don't remember that.
I remember, because I was like, I remember having that conversation with you, like, Prince and Cher both in the city. Like, there were people going to see Cher, and then we were going to see Prince.
Oh, my God, amazing.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Both at small venues.
It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Like, you could, yeah.
And then the magical parking garage. Like, it was cool.
The show was so good, too.
Oh, my God.
Even though we were smashed the whole, like,
we were. I had to sit on the bar in the back. I was so short and squished that I had to ask the bartender, I'm like, hey, like, I can't see. Do you mind if I sit on the bar?
And I couldn't really see either, so I had to just be, like, on my tippy toes and then down and on my tippy toes
and
down.
Yeah. Yeah, so I sat on the bar. It was great.
Oh, my God,
I
love
it. I said. It was neat.
So good.
Yeah.
What we do for a concert experience. But it was for Prince, so why not?
Yeah.
We had to. Cool.
They don't make them like that anymore.
No, they don't.
I know.
Do you have any guilty pleasures with music?
I mean, I do love a good, like, random, like, EDM mix.
Nice.
I mean, that's, like, my favorite thing, to just, like, jam out when the kids are, like, not in the car.
I love it.
Just, like, you know, of, like, taking over the world. I am free
for
a second and not listening to the wheels on the bus, guys.
Oh, man. Right?
Ooh, I got to hook you up with some good kids music, because I have some good ones.
Oh, yeah.
That'll not make you go crazy.
Well, I tried to get the kids on the Snoop Dogg one, and they were not into it.
Okay.
So, whatever. Yeah. But now... My husband got our oldest, who's now like 3-something, infected mushroom. Uh-huh. What is infected mushroom?
Okay.
It's like hard, like heavy, like, I don't even know what it's called, like metal.
Yeah.
Anyways, they like rage to it in the car.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's hysterical. So that's like our, like.
I like it.
We go from wheels on the bus to infected mushroom.
I like it.
Right on.
Yeah.
It's totally random, but we're kind of here for it, and we're like, okay, I'll take this.
Yes.
And they go crazy in their car seat. They're like.
That
I'm
is
like,
adorable.
I'm sure this is creating like brain damage.
Oh, no, they're fine. They've got padding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Taj Mahal, the blues man, made a really good children's album.
Oh, okay.
And then Walter Martin sings with Karen O.
Okay.
Like, it's a really, really good
album. Okay, I'm going to look
those
up. So, yeah. I'm going to try
it out. I'll share. I'll send you both
great.
Of those. Yeah.
There's a cute, relatively localish band. I don't know how kind of. They're called Little Hurricane.
Okay.
And it's a husband and wife duo, and they're adorable, and they put out a children's album.
Little Hurricane.
Yeah.
Sounds like my kids, they are Little Hurricane.
Yeah, yeah. And these guys are great. They're super fun.
Nice. I love it.
Right on.
Yeah. I mean, I do love sometimes, like, just some random, like, indie pop. Like, you know, all those, like, random, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, one-hit wonder type. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. But it's good for you.
Yeah. Who knows?
All right. Well, thank you for coming in and chatting with us. And we're so excited about Passport to Dry Creek Valley. It is expanded. There are all different kinds of a la carte experiences. There's education. There's cords and corks, which is very fun.
So cool.
And also a beneficiary to help out with scholarships. That's so cool.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
This was so much fun. Thank you.
Our guest today has been Lauren Fremont, Executive Director of Wine Growers of Dry Creek Valley. Again, drycreekvalley.org is the website. This is Rockin' Vino.
Thanks for listening to Rockin' Vino. Check out more great content online at rockinvino.com.